Some in Seattle believe real estate speculators are driving up housing prices in the city while allowing properties to sit empty. The issue has divided local officials, including candidates in the race for Seattle mayor. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Seattle city attorney says it would be illegal for Seattle to tax real estate sales to investors as Vancouver, BC has done. But Seattle city council member Lisa Herbold says even without a tax, she would like to see more disclosure around real estate investments.
Given that we don't appear to have the authority to tax properties that are vacant, you know, looking at another way of addressing the problem, like more transparency for these types of investments might be a good way to go.
Herbold says she hopes to do a study like one in Vancouver, which found the city had the highest proportion of empty and underused homes in 35 years. The King County assessor has refused to collect information on these buyers, saying it could lead to racial bias against Asian investors. However, Herbold says she specifically asked for neutral information that wouldn't foment racial bias or resentment, while shedding light on cash buyers and shell companies. Seattle mayoral candidate Carrie Moon says if elected, she would also seek information on real estate speculation. Her rival, candidate Jenny Durkin, says she would oppose real estate databases or taxes as discriminatory and illegal. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.